Welcome to Season 5 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Blake Ramsey, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tie Down Breakdown. I'm your host, Hannah Mann. As we've seen over the last few years, Riley Webb has been just rewriting the record books. After his insane 4th of July run, I wanted to understand just how he's doing it, so I called one of the sharpest students of the game that I know, 8-time NFR qualifier, Million Dollar Cowboy, and one of the sport's premier horsemen and Roping.com coaches, Justin Moss. Justin breaks down the mechanics behind Riley's dominance, the way he reads the barrier better than anyone Justin's ever seen, the move he makes to bring a calf's hip to his right leg and flank faster than the rest, and how he runs full speed on every single calf without ever getting his horse in trouble. We also get into the influence of Jade Connor in South Louisiana as one of calf roping's hotbeds, where Riley stacks up against the Fred Whitfields and Cody Oles of Justin's era, and just how high the ceiling really goes for an athlete like this. Before we jump into it, I just want to warn you guys that this isn't our typical podcast quality. Whenever I called Justin, I didn't intend for this to be a podcast. I was just calling for some quotes on Riley's standout 4th of July. But because Justin is so great at explaining things like the mechanics behind Riley's roping, I could not let you guys listen to the whole conversation. Anyways, things kind of jump off the deep end right off the bat in this call, but I'll let you guys listen for yourselves. Let's get into the episode. What's the mechanical thing that Riley does better than everybody else? Obviously, he's the best at just, you know, like going and making his run and being unfazed. But like in the mechanics of his roping and his tying, what sets him apart from the other guys?
So this is actually, I feel like this is going to be pretty easy for me because I've been a student of the game for forever, and I think he is too, but so I help all these kids now, our young guys that I help rope, and I've got three that are living at my house this summer full time, you know, we rope every day, and I can't tell you how many times I've actually said, Riley does not do it like that, we're not going to do it that way, we're going to do it like Riley does it, because he's better than everybody else, you know? But, man, he reads the barrier probably as good as anybody I've ever seen, especially when he's on Ruby, because he's got to get him off of the corner because the soaring is not this simple. And so he actually...
I know what he does because Jade and I have been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Jade told me how he used to watch the neck rope come tight. And I'm pretty sure he's taught Riley the same thing, where he can just, he just has a read on it like nobody I've ever seen before, probably. It's not just a go and throttle and hope I get out. It's, he gauges it out and knows that he's going to hit the barrier, you know. And
right.
The amount of times he actually blows the barrier out, I think, is, compared to everybody else, is just, it's not even close, you know, if you broke the numbers down. The other big thing that I see him do, and I've always said, if you can get a calf to get their head out of the way and their rear end, hind end come to you, their ribs land on your right leg, it's going to be as fast as you ever tie them. And he does it on almost every run. Like, he's got a move that I don't know I've ever seen anybody have. When he gets to the calf, he moves their head out of the way, and they come, the rib cage of the calf comes towards his right knee, which gets his hand in the flank, which makes the flank happen faster than anybody I've ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
those two things I think are the biggest. And then other than that, he's full speed all the time. The only other person that I've ever seen rope, and I roped with him a lot because he also lived at my house, was Caleb Smith. He could go full speed on every run and never make mistakes. And Riley is maybe as good or better than Caleb was at being able to do that. You know, you hear the slow down to be fast thing, and I don't believe in slow down because it's a time event. You better learn how to do it as fast as you can do it without screwing up. And Riley he's absolutely perfected it.
Riley's already taking all of Caleb's records, and now you're really just going to deflate Caleb's head whenever you say that Riley might be better.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel sorry for him. He already knows.
That's funny. So you mentioned Rudy. When I talked to Trent Walls the other day, he randomly called me, and so we were talking about some Riley things, and he mentioned Riley kind of being over that Rudy hump. So, like, now that he has that new Star Horse from Stetson, from a horseman's standpoint, talk about what's actually different between him and him riding two different good horses out there, if that makes sense.
Well, I haven't – the sample size is really small on whatever. I don't even know what that horse is called. Titan maybe or something. What is it? Is that what he's called?
No,
the horse from Stetson. I don't know what his name is, but – my sample size, I guess, is a little bit small watching him, but, man, that horse looks like it's just getting better and better every time I see him ride him. I think there was a slight little learning curve. It's hard to say that because he won so much right off the bat, but I do think that they figured some things out, and it's getting better every time I watch him ride him, you know? So, I think as long as the horses don't get in his way, like they don't keep him from winning, do something really bad that keeps him from winning, I don't think it matters what he rides at this point.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing, honestly. Mm-hmm. No other word to describe it.
I couldn't think of his
Patron.
Name.
That was it. That was it. Patron.
Yeah. What type of horse do you feel like Riley's roping demands? Like, is there a specific type of horse that comes to mind whenever I say that?
I guess the Rudy type, because he's absolutely killed him. I don't know that we've seen it specific enough. I mean, everything I've seen him ride, from Bro to the I watched him at a jackpot on the brown horse that he bought from, that Weston Hughes had bought from out of Canada, and then Blaine Cox group ended up with the horse, and then Riley bought him from them. I watched him ride him at a jackpot at Giddings, I don't know, breaking in the Austin calves, whatever day that was, back in February, March, whenever I guess that was March, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like he could have taken him anywhere in the world and won first that day, you know, like, I don't know. It just, he has something that where he rides those horses and he's going so fast, but yet he doesn't hinder the horse at all.
Right.
And I think that's very, very special, because usually when you see guys going super fast, it's hard on the horse. But like Riley, actually, he bends his knee and he gets the saddle horn. He doesn't pull the bridle reins much, and it's actually, he's pretty easy on the horse. Considering how fast he's leaving, it doesn't make it harder on the horse.
Yeah. Another thing that Trent mentioned the other day, which, like, it's so hard to find, like, a word to almost describe Riley, I guess. Like, you don't want to call him a machine, or at least I don't want to call him a machine. Trent described him as, he compared him to a Navy SEAL. Like, I mean, has put in all the work and done all the things. So, I mean, if you were to compare him to one thing, what would your comparison be?
Oh,
I'm putting
man.
You on the spot with that one.
I don't know if there's a comparison to what I would compare him to is a Dean Oliver. What I've heard about Dean and how Dean was a you know, he studied it and he tried to figure out ways to be better all the time. Even when he was the best, you know, they said he was still trying to figure out a way to be better, you know? And I think Riley's doing that same thing. Like he's constantly working at it, you know? At least from what I understand, and I talk to Jade occasionally, you know, and so I ask questions, you know, like, I mean, like, are you helping him with that? What do you, and he's like, man, honestly, he's such a student of the game, and he wants to just figure out ways to shave a little here and a little there and, you know, get faster.
Taking a quick break to jump in here and tell you guys a little bit about roping.com. With a roping.com membership, you can get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Moss. Plus, you can binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship and the Patriot Events, the legendary Spicer Grip and Mobetta ropings, and more. Now, let's get back into the episode.
When I talked to Caleb back, oh, I guess it was when I called him after Riley broke the Houston record, Caleb had said something about, you know, he really noticed a lot of changes in Riley after he started going and roping with Jade all the time. And Caleb says he's always admired, you know, Jade's roping. So coming from somebody who's, you know, roped with Jade and been friends with Jade for a long time, how big of an influence do you think that Jade has played just on his roping as a whole?
Man, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you look at, I've said it for years now, South Louisiana is a hotbed. I mean, it became, you know, kind of the mecca for calf roping. I mean, and I think Jade honestly has had a lot to do with that. I think he deserves a lot of credit. I mean, from his daughter to Zach to all the ones that he, I mean, we could name the list off of guys that I know that have been through his program down there that have all, girls too, that have, they've all been successful, you know? I mean, so I do think, you know, growing up with Jade and watching him rope, and I always said he cheated himself out of, you know, making the NFR because he hated to travel. I think it's absolutely hilarious that he goes with those kids now all over the world when he wouldn't do it when he was rodeoing. But, I mean, it's just he's got something – you know, as far as teaching or motivating or whatever it is, that is absolutely next level, because he's, I mean, you can't argue the results, and the results are amazing with everybody that he's helped, I feel like.
For sure. What do you think is the hardest thing about what Riley is doing for a fan or like an everyday fan or just the general public to see, like that they don't see?
I don't know. I don't know if it's possible that he can make it look too easy. I mean, I roped against Fred and Cody. Those were the two guys that were winning all the world titles almost, you know. I mean, a couple guys slipped in and got one or two there, but very, very few world titles didn't go to Cody or Fred. And I think he's just at that, he's at that dominant level to a point where it's just hard to fathom, especially when from a guy like me that I study it so much and I watch so much roping, that you see how talented, there's a ton of guys that are super talented, and you know that those guys are that good, and that makes it even more amazing, is how does he beat them as often as he beats them? When I saw a post yesterday talking about how he just draws better than everybody else. And I'm like, God, that sounds so much like Trevor Brazil, and how guys used to talk about Trevor Brazil and Cody Old and talk about they drew better than everybody else. And I'm like, man, it's funny. Funny how when you work harder and you're more talented, you draw better.
Yeah.
But
as, I mean, you just mentioned that you study the game. So, I mean, as a fan of the sport and someone who just knows calf roping as a whole inside and out, do you feel like in just watching Riley, I mean, growing up to now, do you feel like that there was a moment where you realized that, like, there was something different about him?
Well, I honestly, I gotta tell the truth here, and I hope nobody gets mad at me for this, but I was probably skeptical when he started,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't think he would transfer to the next level and be as fast, and I didn't know that he'd be able to handle the Cavs like he's handled them and done the things that he's done at the level that he's doing it now. I really thought there would be I figured he would probably get there, but I didn't think he would get there as fast as he did, if that makes sense. Like, it's been amazing. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, because he's a big, strong, young kid, but he's not just your prototypical Fred Whitfield, Cody Ohl.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as stature. And I just, the way he handles Cavs and I mean, he makes good runs on the bad ones and amazing runs on the good ones. It's crazy. I don't know. I love watching it. I really do. And like I said, I can't tell you how many times his name comes up in my practice bin and I'm like pull the phone out and we watch a video. Did y'all see Riley's video from last night? Let's watch this mm-hmm. before we wrote, you know, and try to figure out a way to at least get close. I mean, and the thing about it is he doesn't like reach or do anything. I mean, he reaches when he has to, but he's not like Cody Ohl where he's coming across there and just able to use his rope. No matter where he's at, he can rope him around the neck. You know what I mean? Like he just does it right. Like it doesn't matter how far he runs him. He never panics. It just makes good runs.
For sure. What's the ceiling for an athlete like him? Is there even one?
Oh, I think whatever the good Lord and he allows himself to do, I think he can do at this point. You know, I mean, I hope Shad gets back to 100% and there's that battle again. I hope Kincaid can, you know, have some big hits this summer and into the fall and make it where it gets interesting at the national finals. I don't like seeing a blowout. I like good for games, sure. You know, and I'd love for him to have somebody to push because
it makes him rope just that much better, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, I just pulled into my house here. We were sitting on the back porch of my house watching Houston on the TV outside, and Shane tied his calf in 7-2 or 3 or whatever he was, 7-2 at Houston in the final round.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally said out loud, I said, well, hell, Riley's going to be 6-5 now. And I thought I was joking.
Yeah.
Like, but I said it out loud and I thought I was kidding. And when he was 6'5", everybody that was here was like, well, this is delayed and you already knew. And I said, no, I was literally just like, I thought I was kidding. I mean, I really did, mm-hmm. you know, it's, I don't know. It's just so cool to see it.
It is cool to see. I mean, how cool is it for you though, to have watched the and have grown up, you know, in the era of the Codys and the Freds and seeing all of that roping and then seeing what it's turned back into today. And then, era too, there was no slouches in your
era. No, I rodeoed with Roy the first year I made the finals. I was with Roy for part of that year, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I got the history from him, you know what I mean? Just having conversations. And, I mean, like I mentioned Dean Oliver a while ago, I have the utmost respect for that guy. He won 8 world titles. I don't care what anybody says. He's got 8 calf roping gold buckles. I don't care who he roped against or how good they were or how good they weren't. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He won 8 world titles, you know?
Yeah.
And guys just get in a league of their own, you know? I mean, from Dean to Roy to, I can even go back further to Teach Mansfield, but to Joe and then Fred and Cody. And now, you know, Caleb had his run. Caleb's so underrated in the sport. I mean, unbelievable. Like what he did in 10 years to win 4 is against the competition he was roping against is I think it, I really do think it's underrated. I don't think he got the credit that he probably deserved, but now seeing it go to Riley, it's just, I mean, and Shad and Kincaid and John Douch. I mean, there's, I made a post last year after the finals. I think there's a chance Riley could win 10. I think he could win 10 in a row. I really do. But I don't think that'll happen, because I do think there's so many guys. I mean, this freaking Cheyenne Wilhite is just as fast as Riley Webb, you know?
Yes.
He's not as refined. He's not as refined yet, but he's just as fast.
Right.
I think there's going to be a group of guys that are going to push him, and he's going to have to stay at the top of his game. And but the thing about Riley, I think the biggest thing is he seems so much more down to earth. And I don't mean that as a knock against any of the others, but he's just so humble and down to earth. And I think in a way that you don't typically see supreme athletes that have that mentality, that are supreme athletes. Usually they have that chip on their shoulder or whatever, and that edge or cockiness, you know, borderline cocky to confident. And Riley is just, to me, he's just confident. He's never come across as cocky at all, you know?
Yeah. Trent described it as he got some of that Southern hospitality from Josie's parents. I almost agreed with that. I was like, wow, again, nobody had put it that way. So maybe that is, you know, what kind of it gave to him. But you don't see him get wound up. Like, he doesn't, I mean, after his run at Houston, he got wound up. But, like, you don't even see that very often. Like, he just goes and makes his run, rides out of the arena, and takes his check home.
He's gotten a little more swag now than he did at the beginning, but I mean, he's still I do think he's still extremely humble, you know. And
for sure,
I'm not gonna just out and out say that those other guys weren't, but they weren't.
Yeah, we all, you know. Yeah, that's for sure.